Okay, so the second topic for today is all about parents and musical influences. I grew up listening to some of this kind of music. This is my dad's favorite artist, Vicente Fernandez. My dad actually, being Mexican, you had to either dance, sing, or play an instrument. My dad did all. He would actually sing. These always reminded me of parties and the men sitting in the back of the building close to the bar. And it's just like drinking music. I'm sorry. It's just the memory that comes back. And, you know, they're called gritos, yells when they yell like that. But anyway, my dad and I didn't actually necessarily sit down and discuss music. I will say, when Dire Straits first came out, it was my dad that said, "Hey, you gotta listen to this band. It's really, really good." He would listen to people like Jimmy Buffett. The Eagles was another one. America. Chris Christopherson. Willie Nelson was another one of my dad's. My dad, being a guitar player, would listen to Chet Atkins, I think it is. And he would... We wouldn't necessarily listen to the records, but it was always playing in the car. If it wasn't this, it was some of the other stuff that I, you know, described. My mother, she has no rhythm whatsoever. She can't dance, although she tries. Gotta love her, you know. She'll try snapping her fingers to the tune, and she just misses it. And my man-child says, "Stop it, Don. Stop it. You're embarrassing me. Stop it." Because, you know, you're driving in the car, and he's got... Now, my man-child, he listens to this music, too. And my mom will try to, you know, keep up, and she just can't. My mother just never was into the music. Although, you know, I mean, she listened and she kind of would appreciate it, but it wasn't to the oomph degree that my dad and I had. And then I had several cousins. One, call him Lalo. He turned me on very young. He had a record collection, also played trumpet, to the 50s and 60s music. And so I really picked up on that. I was trying to think. I had a couple older cousins. One, she's kind of like my older sister. She would get the new records when they came out, like on a Friday from the head shop. And she would, I'd go to her house Friday night and we would, you know, listen to the tunes. Like Styx, Cornerstone. What was the other one? Pat Travers, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights. I remember when that came out. Alice Cooper. I think it was the one with the snake skin on the cover. I'm trying to think. I have attended a concert with my mother. Went and saw Tina Turner, Aerosmith, Poison, Ray Charles. Who else? My mom was more of a social person than my father. My father was one of those you don't buddy buddy with your child. You know, you don't go to, I don't know. Concerts were just for your friends, not for your parents to go. What else? I'm trying to think. That's it, actually. And it's funny because now with my younger children all grown up, they all have their bands or their music that they picked up from me. And Aerosmith, the big ones, always remind them of me. And the Gin Blossoms, a new Horrible Experience CD that I'd always play. So there you have it, a little bit of musical influence and generational music. So I hope everybody's having fun. Laterness, people.